1057 CFW.
Here's the thing, we started up friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, you're dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, and all you'd ever hear.
I hear them crying, highest mountain.
1057 CFW.
Being a color.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 1057 CFW.
No, dude.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM. CFW.
Get him.
Where Highway 53 meets 29, 105.7 CFW.
Slashed and torn.
And more. 105.7. To 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Got much to say.
1057 CFW is a proud sponsor of the 2025 Summer Jam, June 20th and 21st, starring Leonard Skinner, The Black Crowes, Collective Soul, Rick Springfield, and more. Listen to 105.7 CFW all week to hear your favorite Summer Jam artists. And when you do, text the word JAM through our free Civic Media app for your chance to win tickets. For the complete lineup, go to summerjamwi.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Assembly Government Operations Accountability and Transparency Committee held its first public meeting on Tuesday. The state-level replication of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency used the hearing to question government leaders over telework policies, use of workspace, and cybersecurity. A number of state officials speaking during the hearing praised the availability of remote work, saying the flexibility has helped agencies attract competitive applicants. Critics questioned the productivity of remote workers. With just a couple of weeks left before the April 1st election, the candidates in the pivotal Wisconsin Supreme Court race will hold their only debate tonight. Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Schimmel will get their chance to speak directly to voters on impactful issues like abortion access and legislative district maps. The race has already become the most expensive in the state's history. An Elon Musk-backed PAC has spent millions on advertising and outreach for Schimmel, while the Democratic Party has donated millions to Crawford. The Chippewa County Board voted 16-4 to approve the appointment of Andrew Alborado as the new county administrator on Tuesday night. Alborado will officially begin his employment with the county on April 28th following the full board approval, and his term will end in August of 2027. He has served in his current role as the Sawyer County Administrator since 2022 and previously served as the Rusk County Administrative Coordinator. Alborado will be taking over for the retiring County Administrator Randy Scholes. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes is warning residents about another scam in the area, this time aimed at classic car enthusiasts. According to law enforcement authorities, residents have reported seeing a suspected scam website appearing to sell classic cars at below market value. The scammers also offer potential victims the option to put a car they're interested in on hold with a 20% deposit sent to a Bank of America account. Sheriff Hakes also says he coordinated the investigation with the Eau Claire FBI field office. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky for the overnight as light winds will prevail. Temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies. A southerly breeze developing with highs in the low to mid 60s. Friday, partly sunny and breezy. Right now, it's 28. CFW.
90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Oh, With Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. CFW!